For Monday, August 10th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Monday, August 10th. I'm glad that you're here. I trust, I hope that you had a fantabulous weekend spent with family and friends, and of course, with your Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Welcome back. Today we look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. This is the last verse in a set of scripture that's titled, Suffering as a Christian. Grab your Bible, open with me if you would to 1 Peter chapter 4 and go to verse 12. That's where I'm going to begin reading this morning. This is what the Word of God teaches. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion, The Sacrament of the Saint. And this is what he wrote. To choose to suffer means that there is something wrong. To choose God's will, even if it means suffering, is a very different thing. No healthy saint ever chooses suffering. He chooses God's will, as Jesus did, whether it means suffering or not. No saint dare interfere with the discipline of suffering in another saint. The saint who satisfies the heart of Jesus will make other saints strong and mature for God. The people who do us good are never those who sympathize with us. They always hinder, because sympathy enervates. That is, it causes someone to feel drained of energy or vitality. It can weaken them. No one understands a saint but the saint who is nearest to the Savior. If we accept the sympathy of a saint, the reflex feeling is, well, God is dealing hardly with me. That is why Jesus said self-pity was of the devil. Just read Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Be merciful to God's reputation. It is easy to blacken God's character because God never answers back. He never vindicates himself. Beware of the thought that Jesus needed sympathy in his earthly life. He refused sympathy from man because he knew far too wisely that no one on earth understood what he was after. He took sympathy from his Father only, and from the angels in heaven. Notice God's unutterable waste of saints. According to the judgment of the world, God plants his saints in the most useless places. We say God intends me to be here because I'm so useful. God puts his saints where they will glorify him, and we are no judges at all of where that is. What portion of today's devotion challenged you? What part of today's devotion encouraged you? I hope that you were both challenged and encouraged. Will you join us tomorrow as we look at 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 12? I hope you will. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.